Welcome back, everybody, to Side Hustle Central, where we show you side hustles to make you some extra income, and we give you ways to take those side hustles, make them into your full-time job. My name is Jonah. I am the host of this here podcast, and I'm here today to talk to you about, you guessed it, a side hustle. This is a side hustle that I just started, and it kind of adds into sales, videography. I'd say it's pretty heavily on videography. So let's get right into it. As you know, I am pretty heavily invested into eBay reselling. I just made a video actually about how yesterday, whenever this comes out, it was Wednesday. So Wednesday, I went to Goodwill. Turns out I went there first thing in the morning. Figured out that that is like the best time to go. They must put all the stuff out at night and organize everything at night because it's never that clean and there's never that many items. I went at like 10:20. They open at 10 a.m. So I was there at like 10:20 and it was fantastic. I found four pairs of shoes. All were in great condition. Two of them were on clouds. One was like basically a brand new pair of Brooks. Really cool ones too. They're like purple cheetah shoes. And then it was a pair of like Gore-Tex Nike Pegasus trail running shoes, something like that. They're fully waterproof. They're just my size. I was tempted to keep them, but they resell for a really good amount. So I'm kind of like on and off with eBay. I'm pretty much invested into it and I sell a lot of items, but not as many compared to some of the people I have seen. For example, I just sold this lady a vacuum the other day, just a wireless vacuum we had at our house. And it was like, okay, time to get rid of it. We never use it. We have a different vacuum. So I sold it to her. It was like $30. I looked at her profile because she asked me to like give her a review. And she had like 14,000 items sold. For reference, I have like 170. Like 170 to me, that's a lot. Like I've been doing this for almost a year and a half. I'm thinking like, yeah, I'm a seasoned veteran. She has like 14,000 items sold. That's ridiculous. I didn't even know people did that much. Like, how do you keep track of everything? Or maybe she's just been doing it for like 15 years and that's like 1,000 items a year, which is still a ton, like 3 items a day, you know? So that's crazy to me. I definitely could see if you were selling 14,000 items, let's just say you were selling 1,000 items a year. Let's just say, for example, what I'm doing, 1,000 items a year. I sell some really good stuff, sell some stuff at like a slight loss. After I do like the shipping discounts and stuff, I still make some money on it or at least break even. Most of the items I get are between $1 because there are some dollar days that I sell or I find some good items at. So most of them are between $1. A lot of them are $8 when I go to the bin store. And then a lot of them at Goodwill are like $15. So I'm going between like $1, $8, $16, let's just say. And if I were to sell those items, most of the items I sell for at least, I would say $20, $30 profit. I would say on average for all of my items, I'm sitting at like $20 profit. $30 profit, something like that. So on average, if you were to sell 1,000 items a day, let's do $25 profit. 1,000 items a day is like a little under 3, or 1,000 items a year is like a little under 3 items a day. If you're going 365 days, you're selling 7 days a week because it's eBay, it goes all the time. That would be $25 profit. That's $75 profit a day. 7 days a week. I'm not sure. Let's see. Two of them is 150. Four of them is 300. 450. 525. That's 525 a week, which ends up being like $2,000 a month. 2,100 a month. I could see how like 2,100 a month profit plus like you get extras. And that's over 15 years, like 15,000 items, 1,000 items a year, 3 items a day, $2,100 a month selling on eBay is pretty darn good. And that's not even factoring in like some of the items I sell, it's like $90 profit because I get them super cheap. It's a really, really good item, $50 profit, $80 profit, $90 profit. Some of these shoes that I'm selling, like, I'll be honest, I got them for 10 or 15 bucks. I'll probably sell them for 70 or 80. They're like the On shoes are over $100 that I saw used. The Nikes are like over $100 used that I saw. Like, I might make some really good money on these. So that would be a pretty steady income for doing eBay. 3 items a day. Like, it doesn't take much time. Listing the items probably takes the most time. So kudos to her. Hats off to her. I feel like a noob because that's a lot of items. So anyway, let's get into the new side hustle that I started. I have started, obviously, I bought a camera. I got a bunch of camera equipment. I love making videos. I've been really trying to like test the creativity and everything with videography. Photography is like not so much. I feel like photography is just still frames of videography. Like, that's my opinion. I really like videography, all the movements and the lighting changes that you can do on it. I think that's really cool. Photography, especially like products. I don't know. Like, can I do it? Yeah. Do I want to? I don't really know. Whatever makes the most money. So the new side hustle that I started is pretty heavy in videography, and it is called Billow. B-I-L-L-O. It is an app. I learned about it. I don't even know how I learned about it. I think I was just looking up videography, and then I was looking up like side hustles, and one person, I saw a YouTube video on like, you can make money using Billow. So I was like, okay, what is this thing? Tested it out. Now, it doesn't pay a lot, but the perks are great. So I tried this app out and I was like, okay, you can make some extra money. If you got some extra free time, you make 15 second videos, 30 second videos, 60 second videos. It's like any of those three. What people do is a company that has a product wants user generated content. It's called UGC. User-generated content. Essentially, they will ship you the product. I'm sure like influencers do the same thing. They ship you the product. They have you try it out. They tell you, hey, I want a video that looks like this, or give an honest review, or I want just like, hey, can you make a quick product video? Whatever it is, they ship you the item out. They pay you a little on top. You get to keep the item. You get paid for doing it. Billow basically makes that process really easy, and it allows amateurs to use the app too. So all you need is a cell phone. I kind of overkill it because I have a $5,000 camera setup that I use for doing these product videos, and I try to make them look as good as I can, even though I'm only getting paid, like, for example, I did one for an ice bath. I got paid $35 for it. It's like nothing. It took me, I don't know, an hour and a half to film, because we had to fill it up and use it and whatever. Then I just talked in front of the camera, tried to make it look as good and professional as I could. I got paid $35 for it, but it's a $120 ice bath that I got to keep. I try to make it look as good as I can so I can get more jobs in the future. Some people just use cell phones and they're like, I just got this blah, blah, blah today. And I love it because of this, this, and this. Show a couple of pictures or videos of the product and then that's it. But some of the recent ones I've gotten have been crazy. For example, I'm doing one for like this tire, I don't know, brokerage site. You can order tires from their site from all these different manufacturers. And they basically said, hey, we'll pay you $70. I need a 30 second video. We'll pay you $70 plus we'll give you 4 new tires. Yeah, I'll take that deal. I need new tires and I can make a video for you. Like, I'll do whatever you want. So I got to choose what tires I wanted, which was this $700 set of all season Continental tires. And then they're going to pay me like $70 on top of that. Okay, I'll take it. Or maybe it was 40 on that one. The other one I got, which was crazy, or there's two more. One of the other ones I got was this shoe company, Handmade Italian Shoes, crazy nice shoes. I'm actually giving these away to a friend because they're not my style, but it's definitely his style. So I told him, hey, if I can film you in these, you can have the shoes. I'll take the $70 or whatever it is that it costs to do the ad. It's a 15-second video. They're paying me $70, and they're giving me the shoes he picked out, $800 shoes. They're these alligator skin, handmade Italian leather shoes. Insane. I never thought perks like that could be that crazy for a 15-second video. And then the third one, it's a 60-second video. I'm getting paid. It's either like 80, 90, or 110, something like that. It's a laser sight for a gun, a laser sight and a flashlight. And it's a $300 sight or $300 system, whatever. And I'm getting paid like $100 to do it. They want a 60-second video, essentially just like, hey, we just want a bunch of cool clips. Plus, give me four, it's either 30 or 60 seconds. We want a bunch of cool clips. Plus, give me four really nice product photos. I'll do that too. So using Billo has been awesome, especially because I've gotten a lot of stuff from golf and I've really started picking up golf again. I'm really getting into it. If you look at any of my social media, any of my shorts and stuff, I'm trying to get 1,000 TikTok subscribers or 1,000 TikTok followers so I can live stream. So then basically my reasoning for it is if I can live stream, that means I can earn some money for people who give gifts or anything. I want to be able to justify it to my wife why I should go golfing multiple times a week. So if not for me, please do it for the sake of my wife, to give her a reason like, oh, he's making money by playing golf. Theoretically, I could be considered a professional. You make money for playing. So follow me on TikTok. I beg of you. At Jonah Hughes Official. I got my golf content up there. I am a very average player. I would call myself a goodwill golfer. I did play in high school. I've been playing on and off throughout the years. I'm like right sitting in between. I've broken 90 a couple times. So like in the high 80s was like my best. I think my best round I ever played was an 84. To me, that's not bad. Like 12 over par. Not bad. Call that bogey golf. So I am a Goodwill golfer. I get my clubs off of like eBay. I always check at Goodwill. I'm thinking of doing some series of going to Goodwill and like, hey, I'm going to go to Goodwill, find a putter, and I'm going to play 9 holes with it. Or I'm going to play 3 holes with a putter. That's it. We'll see. But yeah, basically using Billo, I've gotten a bunch of golf stuff. So golf accessories, this one photo, there was one other golf thing that I got. I'm getting a golf game. Gosh, what was that other thing? Some other golf thing that, basically just like golf accessories. And, I applied for some clubs to do product videos for those. And so Billo gives you like the ability to, hey, I need a video. You get free products. I've been loving being able to play golf and use the new products. Golf polos are another one. This clothing. So that's been awesome. Billo is a great app. I would highly recommend it, especially if you're like, you're comfy on camera. You got a little bit of extra time. Usually it takes me, I would say between an hour and an hour and a half to film and edit, especially for like a 15-second video. It took me no time at all. Like I just went out there, did a couple different shots, did a couple different takes of like, hey, this and this and this golf accessories, did some close-up shots of it, did some close-up shots of like the product with me swinging in the background, a close-up of each product held up in front of the camera so people can see very clearly what they are. It's awesome. Highly recommend doing that. So other than that, that's like my tip for the day. If you want to start a side hustle, like I said, it doesn't make a ton of money. Some people say once you make like a certain amount of videos, like 10 videos a month or something like that, you get like the professional creator ability. So They're like, yeah, you basically cap out, like, as far as being a side hustle, you cap out at like maybe $1,000 a month. But in that, you might get multiple $1,000 of products. So I'd highly recommend doing that. That's kind of my tip for today. Go check out Billow. The link is going to be in the description below. If you want to sign up for the app, click on that link. I believe you get $10 plus whatever the first video you get. So once you get your first product and you complete it, you get an extra $10. Do me a favor, check that out. And follow me on TikTok. I'm trying to build my TikTok following. I got like 172 people that are following me right now. I just need one video to go viral. I'm trying to put out some funny golf content because I'm not that great of a golfer, but I'd like to think that I'm a pretty entertaining guy. So check out my TikTok. Go follow me there at Jonah Hughes Official. The link for that will also be in the description under this video. Please give me a follow. I'm trying to get to 1,000 subscribers so that I can start live streaming my golf matches. And my goal is to make at least, I think it was like $20, an average of about $20 or $25 every time I live stream so that I can pay for every time that I golf. If I go out and play 18 holes, it'll take 4 hours and I can make $25. That's my hope. And yeah, so go follow me on TikTok, check out the Billow app. And thanks again for listening. I'm hopefully going to get some other side hustlers on here. Some of the guys I've been talking to are just like, I don't know, kind of fake. Like, oh yeah, I do cryptocurrency. Do that as your side hustle. Well, if you don't got any money to invest, it's kind of hard to do that. So we'll get some other guys on here for you, show you guys some side hustles. And other than that, thank you very much for watching. I hope you enjoyed it. We'll see you again.